one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagold.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thank you for being with us tonight. We're preparing for a big week of soccer here in North America. It's always big on the 4th of July. MLS gets their biggest crowds then. But this year we've got the Women's World Cup coming to a climax right during this week. And also the Rhinos and the Flash have big matches this Friday to kick off the 4th of July weekend. The Rhinos still unbeaten at the top of the Eastern Conference. They will travel to face second place Charleston this coming Friday, 7:30. And the Flash are finally back home at Salem Stadium after a big win against Boston yesterday. They will take on the Seattle Reign at 7 o'clock. Joining us at 7 o'clock tonight will be Flash's Lynn Williams. She was the player of the match, a goal and an assist in yesterday's 2-win over Boston. And then Rhinos captain Tony Walls, who had the penalty kick goal for the Rhinos 1-0 win over Pittsburgh in the monsoon on Saturday. He'll be on at 7:15. Michael Lewis will join us in just a moment live from Montreal to discuss tomorrow's Women's World Cup semifinal between Germany and the United States. And Dick Howard will also give his impressions of the World Cup so far and also what's going on in the Copa America. And, of course, the big transfer news that happened today. I shed a tear. We'll talk about the move of Petr Cech from Chelsea to Arsenal coming up at 6:45. But right now, let's bring in Joe Redcard Sirianni, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening to everyone that listened to our show. And certainly, soccer, it's the game that is on the air in the last few weeks and a couple more weeks to come on the international level. But, so you know, I'm looking forward to see the Flash back at home. And the Rhinos, certainly my congratulations to them, my personal congratulations to them for the unbeaten streak that they got. Certainly, you know, the weather was not very good for either team the other night, and you know, things happen, and victories sometimes are obtained in the most improbable way.
That's right. So, the Rhinos are halfway to a perfect season, and we were a couple years ago. Juventus nearly had a perfect season, didn't lose a game except for the cup final. The Rhinos have the chance to do something that's never been done in U.S. soccer before. So a long way to go with that, but we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Right now, let's go live to Montreal and speak with Michael Lewis for our U.S. soccer report, brought to you tonight by Juventus Soccer Camps, taking place July 20th to the 24th at Grace and Truth Sports Park in Hilton. For more information, visit abcsportscaps.com/JSC or call 731-695-9584. And if you sign up before tomorrow, you will have the chance to win a signed Andrea Pirlo Juventus jersey. And that's important. We'll talk about that in just a second with Michael. But Michael, how's it going right now in Montreal? I know everyone is getting excited about the big match tomorrow with the U.S. and Germany, the top two teams in the world.
Yeah, yes, as Alex Morgan, I think, said aptly about a half hour ago, this actually deserves to be a final because it is between the two best, the two top-ranked teams in the world. We'll find out who will be the survivor. Oh, at about maybe, hopefully, for deadline's sake, for me and a lot of other reporters at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. No overtime, well, please. No extra time, please.
Well, I know the U.S. certainly does not want this game to go to penalties. Germany has had 17 penalties in their World Cup history, and they've made all 17, including five in a row against France in the quarterfinal, which I'm dropped Michael on, to be honest. France, I think, was the better team in that match. Germany got a break and got a penalty called late in that match, and then just did what they do in Germany. They win on penalties practically every time. But I think it showed that there's some weaknesses in the number one team in the country, in the world, and I think the U.S. could certainly exploit that tomorrow.
The thing about Germany is they remind me of the United States, but in men's and women's soccer, that they never give up, that they just keep coming at you, except I think they're just better technically than U.S. teams, and I think that's so particularly in let's say the modern women's era in the last decade or so. That's the reason why they've won a couple of world championships. They just keep grinding away, but they do have skill and determination as well. The U.S. does too, but I just think they're above the United States more or less.
Well, Mike, you know, sometimes the better team does not win, okay, or the favorite team does not win. They are expected to win, much like Brazil was expected to win, but they did not. So in this case, I hope that, you know what I said about the American will to win? I think that this woman and the national team, they're going to find a way, you know, to get the extra energy, the extra desire. And, you know, Germany is a great team, but the Americans are also, if they play the game that they are capable of doing, they're going to give them a run for their money.
There's so many factors that go into a game like this and a team. And I think, you know, desire is part of it, and I think luck happens to play another role. As one of you two, I think Andrew mentioned about the penalty kick. France, you know, was the better team, particularly in the first half the other day, and look what happened. Good teams find a way to win, and at this juncture, it's not about winning pretty; it's about winning ugly. It's just about winning, because no one's going to. They're going to look at the record book, and there's not going to be an asterisk saying, oh, they had a late penalty called, or they didn't play well, but they managed to score two own goals, or something to that effect. That's the whole key to this. It's just finding a way to win. You want to call it willpower, willing it, whatever.
Well, Mike, let me ask you another question. In your opinion, does Abby deserve to be on the field right from the beginning, or should be a substitute or do not play at all?
The fact that the U.S. Only had to use her for a handful of minutes, I'm talking about 4 minutes of regulation, 3 minutes of stoppage time the other night, I think she's ready to go full throttle. This is it for her. And I think you've got to put your best players out there. And, you know, there's the best combination the U.S. will have right now is Abby Wambach and Alex Morgan up front. Alex still might not be full throttle. I really think with forwards they have to get into a rhythm. But she's played better than any of the reserve players right now. So I just think Abby will be ready to go for a full 90 minutes. Beyond that, I can't tell you if it does go into extra time.
Yeah, I was watching the Canadian-Canada game, and Christina Sinclair is a similar player than Abby Wambach. Okay, good for the head. She's got a little better ball control in her, with her feet. But the way I saw Christina Sinclair was essential. But she really was not the player that everybody expected. Now, I'm talking about pressure. Do you believe that, first of all, I have two questions. What, first, you know, the question is that you got to be game fit, okay? Is Abby game fit? Okay. Where does it go from here?
Zabby game fit. It looks like she is. You know, and again, the fact that she got a chance to rest is definitely going to help her. It's what the concern I have is if it goes into extra time, how fit will she be to play deep into that? I think for the U.S. To be effective, for Abby Wambach to be effective, it's the game's got to end in 90 or 95 minutes, not 120 minutes. Simple as that.
Michael, the press conference that was just held, any news items that you can break here on the show, what might have been said or impressions you got from the players and Coach Jill Ellis?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your entire question. Sometimes the reception with a cell phone isn't the greatest. Could you say it again?
Yeah, the press conference you just attended with the U.S. players and Coach Jill Ellis. Anything come out of that press conference that the fans should know about?
Unfortunately, nothing really earth-shattering. The only thing, you know, I asked Alex Morgan the fact that she's been a teammate of both goalkeepers, the attributes of these two players are, Natalie Angerer and Hope Sola, were, and unfortunately, I think she gave a pretty good answer. And I wanted to know, how do you solve, you know, a world class player like that? And unfortunately, did not say much. And Jill Ellis has been really tight-lipped more than anything else in this tournament. Lots of cliches, lots of obvious things. She's not going to give any team, especially Germany, anything to put up on their locker room wall or to email around. I guess we have to get a new cliche for that instead of locker room wall. But nothing really earth-shattering.
Nothing to post on Facebook. Nothing to write home about. Yeah. I think it's going to be a one-goal game. I think you got the two best goalies in the world. U.S. defense has been very solid. The offense has been a little bit suspect. I think one goal is going to win this match. And I would not be at all surprised if it's Abby Wambach who scores that goal, because this is the game she's wanted. And we'll see what happens if the U.S. wins, if they go to the final against the defending champs Japan, or potentially a major surprise in England. But Michael, we got to talk a couple minutes about the big match yesterday in New York. 50,000 plus people at Yankee Stadium, one of the biggest crowds ever to attend a soccer match inside New York City. And the Red Bulls, I turned the game off at about 20 minutes in. I thought New York City FC was going to take it, and then the Red Bulls stormed back and won. Were you surprised by that result, considering the recent form of the two teams?
You know, yes and no. The way I look at it, MLS, is that teams have ebb and flow to themselves, and the Red Bulls started out strong, went through a funk, and now they've regained themselves. The thing about NYCFC is that they have a tendency of losing it sometime in the second half. What the Red Bulls did to them, it was almost like, it reminded me of a boxer where you absorb some punches early on, try to tire the other team out, and then you just, boom, go full throttle. I don't know if that was in their game plan. I doubt it. But they just did a job on NYCFC in their own place in front of, if you're talking 50,000 fans, at least 10,000, at least 40,000, maybe 45,000 were NYCFC supporters. And, you know, after a while, you know, you're thinking, man, did the Red Bulls take the crowd out of this match, or did they take the crowd out of this match? Give them a lot of credit. They're a middle-of-the-road team in MLS. We don't know what the Red Bulls are going to do. NYCFC, they've come on strong recently after a really, really poor start, but they still have a lot of work to do. And yes, Pirlo is supposedly going to be signing this week, and Lampard should be able to play soon as well too, which should give them a boost. But they still have some major concerns on defense. Major concerns.
Well, Mike, the Pirlo thing that you just announced that he's going to sign, it's also been reported in the Italian newspaper and the Italian radio. It's tentative in Italy, but it's for sure in the United States. What do you know about it for sure?
I have to admit I haven't had an opportunity to talk to my sources about this, but Roberto Abramowitz from ESPN Deportes, excellent reporter. I don't think he would mess up a story like this. He broke the story, and I think that it is true that Pirlo will be signing with NYCFC and be able to play with them, let's say, in about a month on July 21st.
Wow.
So, like I said, it's a plus for the team, but I still think they need defenders back there, defenders who could defend, because some of the ones they have back there are just not doing the job at the moment.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you, if Pirlo does sign, if it's true, and then Lampard comes in, they're going to have to open that stadium up, because every Italian and every English fan is going to be coming out to see this team play. They're going to have one of the best midfields in the league with those two great, great players. Well, we'll see what happens, but I know that we're going to be focusing on the women for the next week or so, and have a great time with the match tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be 7 p.m. kickoff, pregame at 6 on Fox, and it's going to be something special to watch. The two best teams in the world. Michael, have a good time, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. Have a good 4th of July, whether it be in the United States or potentially in Vancouver.
Enjoy it too, gentlemen. Thanks a lot, always.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll continue to be up in Canada next as we speak with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get his thoughts on the Canadian team losing to England, Japan going to the semifinals, and news from Copa America. And again, the big transfer today, Petr Cech going from Chelsea to rival Arsenal. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kick off Independence Day weekend with the Western New York Flash at Salem Stadium this Friday, July 3rd, as the Flash face the Seattle Reign at 7 p.m. It's Hometown Heroes Night, as the team honors current and former military members and first responders. Get your half-season ticket packages, mini-packs, Flex 8-packs, and single-match tickets at WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's! Lancers.com.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting indoor soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The undefeated and first-place Rochester Rhinos have an important road match this Friday against second-place Charleston, kicking off at 7:30. Visit rhinosoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return home for a special midweek match on Wednesday, July 8th at Salem Stadium against FC Montreal at 7:05 p.m. It's a business person special night where club seats to the match are just $15. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by dental Dr. David Olivo, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. Number to call is 328-3382 or go to davidolivodmd.com. And Joe, you had a chance to see Dr. Olivo today.
Well, let me tell you one thing, Andrew, that I had a little disaster on Friday night, of course, and Saturday Dr. Olivo was closed. So I went to him today unannounced. And Sandy was so great, and Dr. Olivo, they were so great to accommodate me. And I can't say too many good things about him because they are very, very good dentists, a very good staff. Roseanne there, she's super. And my compliment today and to them and my thank you to them as well. I can talk better. I can do a lot of things. I can eat better. So thank you, Dr. Olivo and his staff.
Joe and I both highly recommend that Dr. Lever. We both go to him. And again, 328-3382 is the number to call for a free consultation or make an appointment. Dick, how are things up in Canada besides, of course, the sadness after the Canadian team lost on the weekend to England?
That's it. I think when you talk about sadness, disappointing defeat because on the night, Canada were better than England. Unfortunately, they had a period, a three-minute period, where they gave up two very bad goals early in the game. And even though Christine Sinclair got one back just before halftime, they couldn't get the equalizer. But the one thing that did happen, and I don't know if you saw the game, but
yes,
about a couple of minutes before these defensive mistakes that led to the two goals, Christine Sinclair did a double nutmeg on the halfway line, clipped the ball across to Melissa Tancredi, and Tancredi had a great opportunity to open the scoring, and she put it over the top. And that miss, I think, really impacted, because if England had gone one goal down at that time, I think Canada would have won the game.
Well, Dick, you know, I watched the game too, and my heart is saddened because you know, I believe that Canada was the better team for most.
Well, 60-40 with possession, Joe. They took more shots on goal, and certainly had the better chances. But unfortunately, the two goals, they couldn't overcome that. Even though Christine Sinclair did get one back.
What was interesting in that match is that they were talking about Mark Sampson has done a tremendous job with the English national team. And these women play for the big clubs in England, and a few of them play in America in the NWSL. They were very organized, and they're very experienced, and they knew how to hold on to a lead. Even though they gave up the one goal on the mistake by Karen Bardsley not holding the shot. And with the loss of Bardsley at the top of the second half because of the eye injury, the substitute keeper really didn't have a lot to do in that match. The defense did the job in front of her.
Yeah, they did do well. They're hard working, they're well organized, and it's been a tremendous response to the media in England because you can't believe this, but it's only the third time that an English national team, male or female, has got to a World Cup semi-final. In 66, of course, we won it. 1990, we got to the semi-finals. And now this 2015 women's national team has got to the semi-finals, and who knows, could they end up in the final?
Well, that's the question, Dick. Do we
that is
Japan.
A million-dollar question, isn't it?
Japan dismantled Australia. It was just a total domination by the Japanese. Took them a while to get that one goal, but just technically, they were running circles around the Matildas. Do you think, with the English experience, do you think they'll be able to do the same thing, or can England find a way?
I think it's going to be tough for England against the defending champions, as you rightly mentioned. Technically, excellent players, very talented. The speed at which the ball movement and overall play, they are going to be a difficult team to beat. And having said that, of course, England showed a lot of character, and in a one-off, anything can happen. But the game that I'm really looking forward to, of course, is the big one between the USA and Germany. That's going to be some game in Montreal, isn't it?
And it's interesting, Dan, I want to ask you about this. There were some points that were brought out in the media by the French team. They were not very happy at all with the entire selection process and the way the teams were placed in the region. I mean, the one side of the bracket, the U.S., France, and Germany, three of the top four teams in the world, were on one side of the bracket. The other side, Japan, pretty much has had carte blanche on their side of the bracket, and the French were not happy about the way that turned out. It was more for getting people to specific stadiums, they're saying, than having a blind draw.
It was, and it's a valid comment. In fact, I think it's even happening in Wimbledon this year with the tennis tournament, that they're looking at one side of the draw is strong and the other side is not too strong. So when you have that and draws are made, you have to sort of question it. You try and even it up, but certainly it seems as though that there was, selections made with regards to where teams would play in the tournament.
Well, the whole thing is about the travel, more than anything else. Am I correct? Because, if both teams are based in one venue or in one city, then and they're there for the duration.
Yeah, well, they started off, they played the first two games in one venue, and then they would move for the third game,
exactly.
Which was the way it was set up. But as I say, it's a valid comment, and one, obviously, with the French team playing against Germany, it was such a dramatic game, wasn't it, to watch.
It was. The French outplayed the Germans for most of the game, but when it gets to penalties, Germany just doesn't miss. I mean, you can't beat them on penalties.
No, it's always the same, isn't it? In World Cups, we've seen it over the years that the teams get the penalty kicks, and Germany always come out on top. And of course, when you've got an Nadine Angerer in goal, he's got a reputation for making key saves on PKs. And that's going to be quite the battle, I think, between the posts, with Nadine Angerer at one end of the field and Hope Solo at the other end. It could be a factor in that USA-Germany game.
Who's the better goalie?
Hope Solo hasn't had too much to do in this tournament, neither has Nadine Angerer. I personally think that Nadine Angerer has got the technical skills. I've always been impressed when I've seen her playing, and of course Hope Solo, she's also shown over the years a lot of talent, but if I was picking a goalkeeper for my team, I'd probably go for Nadine Angerer.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this game turns out, especially with the defenses in front of them. It's number one versus number two. So that's coming up on Tuesday. Wednesday, it's Japan against England. The other big tournament, Dick, Brazil is out of the Copa America. They say the players have a virus.
15 players affected by a virus. How can they perform when they're not 100%, Andrew? That's what they're saying in Brazil anyway.
Yeah, of course. How can 15 players get the same virus, though?
Well, it must be the Chilean food, I guess. But, of course, they didn't have Neymar because he was suspended due to the antics after one of the matches. So it's Chile and Peru. They play tonight. And then Argentina and Paraguay. Chile-Argentina would certainly be the favorite final, the host team against the runners-up in the World Cup. What do you think that's how it's going to play out, Dick?
Well, certainly if you're a betting man, you'd probably go that way. And certainly La Roja of Chile hoping to get their first ever Copa. And they played all their games in the friendly confines of the Estadio Nacional in Santiago, so they haven't had to travel at all. Peru, they've shown a lot of fortitude, and there's quite a rivalry between these two countries, apparently, when I looked up on the history of that. So that could be a factor. But in the other game, Argentina, you'd certainly give them the edge when you've got the quality of Messi and company. But Paraguay, again, very good, very well organized, and not an easy team to get a result against. And they've come on in recent years. So it's going to be, again, another close battle. Will it go to penalty kicks? Who knows? But certainly Chile-Argentina final would be absolutely amazing to watch.
Hey, Dick, just one final question. The loss of Canada, you know, the loss of Canada to England, how will it affect soccer in Canada?
I think that, you know, John Herdman can look at a lot of positives that came out of this game, not the least being that the interest from coast to coast to coast in Canada. It's been quite remarkable, the crowds. And you look at the last two Canadian games that played in front of, you know, close to 55,000 fans. And the interest has been there. Now the team will be a Canadian team in the Pan Am Games, which will be played in a couple of weeks' time. So that's going to be a factor. And, of course, he's looking now to the Olympics next year in Rio. So he's already planning. And the one thing that came out of this tournament was some talented young players playing for Canada, not the least being the central defender Buchanan, who I think could well be in the All-Star game for the tournament or All-Star team if it's selected. But disappointment, but as I say, it's just the start now of building on that and hopefully, you know, getting competitive teams down the road. But it was, you could tell that by at the end of the game, the players were just totally devastated with the result, not the least being Lauren Sesselman, who, made that mistake with the first goal, but otherwise played an outstanding game, you know. And everybody made some mistakes. Unfortunately, it was capitalized on in this particular game.
Dick, real quick, Peter Cech goes from Chelsea to Arsenal across London. I guess it's not a surprise that he wanted to be transferred, but going to Arsenal, that's going to be very interesting when those two teams play each other in the EPL this year.
It's going to be good. I think he just wants first-team football, doesn't he, Peter Cech? And Chesney and Ospina, of course, are at Arsenal. One will probably go. But, yeah, an interesting move. And obviously, he and his family enjoy living in London, and he doesn't have to travel too far from where he was living before, if he's having to move at all. But good signing by Arsenal.
Thanks so much, Dick. We'll enjoy the rest of the matches in the World Cup. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Always a pleasure, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael Lewis and Dick Howard every week on our shows. We have international and U.S. soccer on our show every week. Next half hour, we're going to speak about local soccer, the Rhinos and the Flash. Coming up next, it's Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash. They host Seattle on Friday at Salem Stadium. Fireworks after the match. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Carly Lloyd, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Kick off Independence Day weekend with the Western New York Flash at Salem Stadium this Friday, July 3rd, as the Flash face the Seattle Reign at 7 p.m. It's Hometown Heroes Night as the team honors current and former military members and first responders. Get your half-season ticket packages, mini-packs, Flex 8-packs, and single-match tickets at WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Pirlo, Tevez, Pogba, Buffon. Do you want to learn to play like these superstars? This is your opportunity. Italian champion Juventus will host a soccer camp right here in Rochester from July 20th to the 24th. Don't miss this rare chance to train like the pros of the 31-time Serie A titleists. The camp is open to both boys and girls ages 5 to 17, but there are limited spaces available. So register today for the Juventus Soccer Camp by calling 731-695-9584 or visit abcsportscamps.com/JSC.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The undefeated and first-place Rochester Rhinos have an important road match this Friday against second-place Charleston, kicking off at 7:30. Visit rhinosoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return home for a special midweek match on Wednesday, July 8th at Salem Stadium against FC Montreal at 7:05 p.m. It's a business person special night where club seats to the match are just $15. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Everyone is enjoying the run-up to the 4th of July. And be sure to be at Salem Stadium to kick off the Independence Day weekend. Fireworks will take place after the match with the Flash taking on the Seattle Reign. And, of course, there will be fireworks on the field as well. And one of the people who is certainly going to provide those fireworks is our guest tonight. She had the goal and an assist in yesterday's 2-0 win by the Flash in Boston against the Breakers. We're joined by Lynn Williams, and her appearance brought to you by the Flash. Get your tickets for Friday's match by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. Lynn, welcome to the show. Congratulations on a big win yesterday.
Thank you so much.
Well, I got to ask you, first of all, the Going into the match yesterday, the Flash come off a tough loss to Houston, but it was like a night and day. You guys were just completely dominant in the match against Austin, both on both sides of the ball. First shutout on the road this season, getting a win. What was the difference between playing Houston versus playing against Boston?
I think that going into Boston, we just had a different mentality. You can feel it in warm-ups and pregame that we were just determined to get back on track. Houston was obviously not a good show for us, and so we just wanted to get back on track, get those 3 points, and get back in the mix for a standing. So I think that definitely was the difference going into Boston.
Lynn, you know, as we were talking before about the national team and the games coming up between the United States and Germany, we talked about something that you just said, the desire to win. Certainly, you know, when you go on the field and you have an attitude, and other players have an attitude of winning, but the reality is that sometimes their attitude changes. So what was the difference, just like Andrew said, you know, in Boston you guys went determined to win. Am I correct?
Yes.
Versus
yes.
The other one, you went in Houston, you went with a so-so kind of attitude.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't that we didn't want to win in Houston. I think if you're playing at the score and you don't want to win, there's probably something wrong. But it was definitely just like a different feel going into Boston. Houston, I think we went, we've had like a couple of breaks. It hasn't been like game after game after game. So going into Houston, it was more like, okay, here we're like playing another game. It just like had a different feel at warm-ups. I don't really know how to explain it. I feel like if you were there and you were like on the team, you just knew it wasn't us. So going into Boston, we really emphasized like making sure we were loud at warm-ups, having the right attitude, visualizing what we wanted to do as a team, and just like making the decision like, do you want this or not? And so I think
exactly.
That's what we did at Boston. We decided as a team we really just want to win. So.
That was exactly what I meant to say.
And we are Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash, the Flash in action this Friday against second-place Seattle, 7 p.m. kickoff, 454 kick, or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. And Lynn, when I was watching the match and I saw the first goal unfold, you know, Jamia Fields made a great run down the right, got around her defender, and got the shot on goal, and you put in the rebound, I said, that's an Italian-like goal. That's what an Italian striker does. They clean up the mess, and they are there to put the ball in the net when the ball is there for them. And when you saw the ball sitting at your feet with an open goal, what was going through your mind?
Oh, I was just like, get it in there. we talked about it before the game. Aaron Lyon said, you know, just follow up every shot, and Jamia. She usually gets around the corner and gets great crosses off. So I was like, she's either going to cross this or shoot it, so I better be there just in case. And she didn't hold it, so I was like, oh, my gosh, goal.
You know, but, you know, speaking about the same thing, Canada, you know, they had the same similar chance that you had, one-on-one with the goalie, and she, you know, she put it over the bar. So, it, you know, although they're easy goals, sometimes they become the most difficult goal to score.
Yeah, sometimes when you see an open net, you get excited and you just shoot it instead of just focusing on getting it past that line. And so I'm just happy my mind went with the right decision. Yeah,
absolutely. And then that was it was important. That goal came very early on in the match. It really set the tone. It put Boston on their back heels a little bit. And then you really set up Elizabeth Eddy with a beautiful through ball. And she finished. She did what she had to do, put the ball in the back of the net. And I think after that, it was all Boston, I think, really sort of hung their heads. And I don't think they were much of a threat in the rest of the match after we got that 2-0 lead.
Yeah, I definitely think especially in the first half, we had the momentum. Like you said, Eddie made like a great run, and I just happened to find her. And then in the second half, I think our defense just played like an amazing game. We've been working on defense all week, and they definitely there was more communication this game, and everybody was just pretty much on the same page. So I think that really gave us motivation to just keep pushing and keep going and not let off the gas. And I don't think Boston really knew what to do with that. So good.
Lynn, one of the things I wanted to ask you from a background standpoint, you know, a lot of different when kids play sports growing up, and they come from different, they play different things and then decide to go into one sport. And you know, some people might play baseball or soccer or basketball, whatever. Your background is in track. Your parents are both track athletes, and your idol is one of the great stories of United States athletics, Wilma Rudolph. And if you have for people out there who don't know about Wilma Rudolph, look her up. It's in one of the most incredible stories of how a young lady who was crippled at birth became the world's fastest woman, winning three gold medals in the Rome Olympics. It's an amazing story. So tell us about how you became, Wilma Rudolph became your idol.
I just think she symbolizes just like determination and wanting to fight and do everything she could to get where she wanted to go, and she wasn't going to let anything stop her or get in her way. She had people, and literally this illness that said, no, you cannot do this. You cannot be a great track runner. And she defied all odds and was like, you know what, I'm going to beat this, and I'm going to be the best in the world. And so that is, even though it's not my sport now, track, it really, I think you can translate it to a lesson that, even if people doubt you, or even sometimes you're doubting yourself, you can always just look and be like, you know what, I'm going to break all these odds, and I'm going to be the best I can possibly be. And so
but your parents were also in track, right?
Say that again?
Your parents were also in track, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, my parents, they met at Fresno State running track. So definitely track.
That's great.
Family.
So how did you transition to soccer?
I played soccer like all my life. I played when I was five, started when I was five. And I was running track and playing soccer all through high school. I was actually getting more offers to go to college and track. And then one year I fell in the soccer game and hurt my hip. And I had to miss that track season. And I realized during that time I was missing it that I didn't miss it. I didn't really love it. I was good at it, but it wasn't something I loved. And every single time I ever got hurt and couldn't play soccer, I was just really wanting to be on that field and just so sad I couldn't be out there with my teammates. And I loved, like, the team atmosphere. So I figured, if I don't love it, I shouldn't keep doing it. So.
Yeah, that's great. You got to love what you're doing, and we're certainly very happy you're with the Flash. And as a new player this year, one of the many new players who's come in, and we are looking forward to this Friday night, the Rhinos. Well, the Rhinos are playing on Friday as well. They're down in Charleston, but the Flash are at home against the Seattle Reign, who put a hurting on you guys the first time around, 5-1, but a lot of that was from Ms. Rapinoe, who is going to be with the U.S. national team. So it's a little bit different Seattle team we're going to be seeing here on Friday.
Yeah, well, I think, like you said, we're a young team, a new team, but we've definitely grown a lot since then. So it's definitely going to be a very different game.
And Lynn, just before we let you go, give us your idea of what's going to happen tomorrow night at the game, Germany versus United States.
Ooh, I think it's going to be a really good game. I think the U.S. played great against China. They came out impressed, and I think that if they keep playing like that, then they'll do great. So go USA. I want to see them win.
Well, I'm predicting 1-0, and Abby scores the winning goal. We'll see what happens.
Let's hope.
Lynn, thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to seeing you Friday night against Seattle.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Lynn Williams of the Western New York Flash, hopefully should be the NWSL Player of the Week. I'm going to vote for her, that's for sure. Goal and assist against Boston. And speaking of Player of the Week, certainly one of the candidates for USL Player of the Week is Rhinos captain Tony Walls. He will be our guest next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The undefeated and first-place Rochester Rhinos have an important road match this Friday against second-place Charleston, kicking off at 7:30. Visit rhinosoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return home for a special midweek match on Wednesday, July 8th at Salem Stadium against FC Montreal at 7:05 p.m. It's a business person special night where club seats to the match are just $15. Purchase your tickets for all Rhinos matches by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Pirlo, Tevez, Pogba, Buffon. Do you want to learn to play like these superstars? This is your opportunity. Italian champions Juventus will host a soccer camp right here in Rochester from July 20th to the 24th. Don't miss this rare chance to train like the pros of the 31-time Serie A titleists. The camp is open to both boys and girls ages 5 to 17, but there are limited spaces available. So register today for the Juventus soccer camp by calling 731-695-9584 or visit abcsportscamps.com/JSC.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo and start planning your retirement today. Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Hapag, New York.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Kick off Independence Day weekend with the Western New York Flash at Salem Stadium this Friday, July 3rd, as the Flash face the Seattle Reign at 7 p.m. It's Hometown Heroes Night as the team honors current and former military members and first responders. Get your half-season ticket packages, mini-packs, flex-8-packs, and single-match tickets at WNYFlash.com or call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us now is the captain of the undefeated and first place Rochester Rhinos, Tony Walls. And Tony's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos will be back home on July 8th, Wednesday evening against FC Montreal. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And Tony, welcome to the show. Congratulations on 14 straight matches without a loss. It's a new record, and it's a tremendous accomplishment, and kudos and congratulations to the team and to you and to everybody associated with the Rhinos.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, thanks for having me on the show tonight.
It's always a pleasure, and I got to ask you first off, was that the worst field conditions that you ever played on, and were you hankering to be playing indoors during that match anytime?
I mean, yeah, I think it's got to be up there as the worst conditions, you know, I've ever played in. And, you know, yeah, I was missing the indoor game right about.
Actually, you didn't have to take a shower after that. you were playing in the rain anyway, so.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, all the puddles. I'm surprised they didn't call the game, to be honest, but, you know, we grinded it out, got the result, so it was good.
It was certainly a match to remember for many reasons. Of course, the legends were there, the Hall of Fame. It was great to see all the former Rhino players. Did you guys get a chance to interact with them after the match at the post-game celebration? I couldn't make it, unfortunately, but did you guys have a chance to speak with the former Rhinos?
They were all there, but I think they all kind of did their own thing, and, you know, our guys kind of did their own thing, which is kind of unfortunate, but, you know, I heard a lot about, you know, majority of the guys, and I hear a lot of good things, so, you know, it was an exciting time for Rochester, that Legends game on Saturday, so.
Tony, one of the things that Rochester has is what you mentioned, you know, legends, you know, a tradition in soccer. Now that you're playing in Rochester, what is your feeling about the Rhinos, the winning situation you guys got right now, and where is it going to go from here?
You know, the situation right now, you know, it's kind of like we've been living in their shadow, you know. We've always heard about how good that team was, those old teams were back in the 90s. And, you know, we were just trying to bring back the winning ways. I think, you know, I talked about it in a couple interviews earlier in the season. And, you know, now we're here 14 games unbeaten. But, you know, Bob and myself, we're not content. You know, we know, you know, there's a lot of games left in the season and we can't. Unfortunately, the season's not going to end next week, and we're not going to be on the top. So we still got a lot of work to do and, you know, to finish where we want to finish. You know, I think we ended with 38 points last season. You know, we're already at 32 halfway through the season. So I think that says a lot about, you know, the grit and the mentality we're playing with this year. So
we're Tony Walls of the Rochester Rhinos. Rhinos in action this Friday against the Charleston Battery down in Charleston. You can watch the match. Go to rhinossoccer.com to see it live on YouTube. Joe?
And Tony, just because you're unbeaten, what is the pressure as you guys go into the next game? I mean, what goes through, your mentality and the coach approach to make sure that you guys are in the right track and make sure that you don't think, oh, we're unbeaten, we have to do this, we have to do that. How do you, what is it in your own mind, how do you see yourself as approaching the next game?
You know, for me personally, I don't really think about the unbeaten streak too much. You know, I don't think you can. You know, it's a really cool accomplishment, like I said, but, you know, we still have to play, and every game we play, we're approaching it as if we want to get 3 points. You know, it doesn't matter the streak that we're on, what we did last week, who we're playing. We know that we can play with anyone if we play our style and, you know, dictate the game and don't give away anything easily. We can be in any game, so we're not really looking to tie any game or, you know, settle for a point. You know, we're looking to get 3 points, so I think you know, coach does a really good job preparing us every game and making sure that, you know, we bring the right mentality, whether it's Montreal or Charleston that we're playing. You know, we're playing to win, and guys always bring the right attitude. So I think that's, you know, been our bread and butter this season.
Well, Tony, we'll certainly be watching this Friday. The Rhinos take on Charleston at 7:30 kickoff at Blackbaud Stadium. Always a very tough place to play, and the Battery certainly want to be the team to knock off the Rhinos. First time we've played in this year, so we'll be watching. And then back home on July 8th against FC Montreal at 7 o'clock or 7:05. Tony, thanks so much, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Walls, Rhinos captain here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Joe, coming up in a few weeks, a big event at the Italian-American Community Center.
Andrew, if you want to experience the Italian way and have, you know, have a nice dish of pasta, nice Italian food, 16, 17, and 18, Italian-American Community Center of July, the Festa Italiana at 150 Frank Demino Way, just to be there and come and enjoy the Italian festa.
So, well, the Flash and the Rhinos are both home that weekend, so work around it. You can go during the day. You can go on Friday night and make it a soccer Italian weekend.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So
Thursday, Friday. Okay.
Come and patronize us.
Absolutely. It should be a great time at the Italian-American Community Center. What's the number to call for more information?
594-8882.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. I also want to thank our guests tonight, Tony Wallace from the Rochester Rhinos. I want to thank also Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, Pat Erkley, everyone from the Rhinos organization, and Lynn Williams from the Western New York Flash, along with Aaron Lyons, Mike Cipolla, Jackie Maynard, everybody from the Flash. The Flash, again, are home this Friday, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Seattle rain, fireworks after the match, fireworks during the match. And the Rhinos will be in Charleston on Friday at 7:30, back home next Wednesday at 7:05 against FC Montreal. 454-KICK to get your tickets for the Rhinos and the Flash. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in Montreal, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. We meet again next Monday live 6:30 on WYSL for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good 4th of July, everybody. Good night.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.